Keeping up with financial technology these days, like, it feels like a constant sprint.
Oh, absolutely. Blink and you miss something new, especially in blockchain and fintech.
And just when you think you've got a grasp, something else pops up. It really makes you wonder, how can these really cool new ideas actually take shape, dynamically, but also safely?
Yeah, and that's the big question, isn't it? That's really where these regulatory sandboxes come into play. Think of it like a designated proving ground, a space where these cutting-edge financial concepts can be tested, like in the real world, but with carefully managed boundaries.
Right, so fostering progress, but with guardrails,
Yeah,
responsibility built in.
exactly. Baked in from the start.
Which brings us neatly to what we're diving into today. You flagged some really interesting stuff coming out of Nevada. Bitcoin Platinum University had the details.
That's right. They've just rolled out their own regulatory sandbox, and it's specifically for blockchain and fintech applications.
Okay, so for everyone listening, this means we're going to unpack how Nevada is trying to, well, nurture innovation, but keep consumers protected at the same time. This could be pretty significant, couldn't it, for the future of finance and tech?
Absolutely. It really signals Nevada's intention here. They're not just reacting to new tech as it shows up. They're actively trying to create the right environment for it.
An environment to develop and deploy responsibly.
Precisely.
So Nevada's basically building this contained space where companies making these next-gen financial tools can try things out, learn on the fly.
That's the core idea.
Okay, so our mission today is to really dig into what the sandbox is, why it matters so much, and the nuts and bolts of how it actually works. We've got some good info to go on. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. So first off, what is a regulatory sandbox, really? Let's just establish that clearly.
Good idea.
At its heart, it's a temporary regulatory setup, a kind of protected testing zone, you could say. This lets businesses, the ones creating brand new financial products or services, try them out with actual users, real-world conditions.
Without having to meet all the usual rules right off the bat.
Exactly. They don't initially need the full regulatory or licensing approval.
So, like a limited trial run for these financial innovations specifically, they get to explore without the full weight of regulation immediately.
Precisely. The whole point is to lower those initial hurdles, especially for startups, smaller tech firms in fintech and blockchain.
Makes sense.
It can really kickstart innovation, allow for faster testing, faster improvements for these, well, potentially groundbreaking applications.
Yeah, you can see how that would speed things up. Okay, so Nevada sandbox then. What are the specific rules, the parameters they've set up?
Right. So the Nevada Department of Business and Industry, they're running the show, and they've set some pretty clear limits. For starters, participation is for 2 years. That's the window.
2 years, okay.
And there are caps on users. A company can involve up to 5,000 consumers,
5,000.
although they can ask for special permission to go up to 7,500.
Right. And there are financial safeguards too, yeah, to protect the people actually using these things during the test.
Oh, definitely. That's critical for consumer protection. Individual transactions,
Yeah.
capped at $2,500.
Okay.
And then there's an overall limit per user across multiple transactions of $25,000 during that testing phase.
$2,500 per transaction, 25K total. That limits the risk for the consumers trying it out.
Exactly. It keeps the potential financial exposure contained during these trials.
And then what? After the 2 years are up, do these companies just vanish?
No, not at all. When the test period ends, they've got options, two main paths, really. They can choose to just wind down their operations within the sandbox. That's one way. Or if their product, proved itself, showed it was viable and they want to launch it properly, then they can apply for the full regulatory license, go through the standard process.
I see. So it's like a potential on-ramp,
Yeah.
test, tweak, prove it works, and then go for the full license.
That's the idea.
Okay, so why is Nevada doing this? What's the big picture strategy here?
Well, that quote you mentioned earlier from State Senator Kekaver, it's pretty insightful. He basically points out that sometimes the regular way of doing things, the established regulatory process, it can actually kind of stifle the innovation it's supposed to manage.
Right, unintentionally slow things down.
Exactly. So by setting up this sandbox, Nevada's actively trying to make it easier for these companies to experiment with new tech, new ideas.
He said far more easily, I think. It definitely sounds like Nevada wants to be more than just a bystander in this whole fintech
Oh,
revolution.
for sure. Their ambition seems pretty clear. They want Nevada to be a leader in the digital economy, not just watching it happen.
A strategic move, then, to attract growth, attract these kinds of businesses,
Absolutely.
And what specific benefits are they hoping for? The sources mentioned a few key things.
Yeah, the potential upsides are pretty significant. They're hoping, naturally, to attract new fintech and blockchain startups to the state.
Which means jobs, presumably.
Right. High-skilled, good-paying tech jobs. Plus, they expect to see some actual breakthrough solutions coming out of this, you know, in banking, lending, maybe even real estate transactions.
Interesting.
Ultimately, it's about boosting Nevada's reputation, making it known as a place that's dynamic, forward-thinking on fintech, a hub.
It's almost like putting out a sign, building the future of finance, come do it here.
Pretty much, yeah.
So practically speaking then, if a company has one of these innovative ideas, what's the first step? How do they get into the sandbox? What's the process?
Okay, so the starting point is an application. They need to submit a detailed application on the Nevada Department of Business and Industry's website.
And what goes in that application generally?
Well, you'd expect them to lay out their innovative product or service, explain how they plan to test it, the parameters, and crucially, what steps they'll take to protect consumers during the test.
Makes sense. And then they wait. How long does the state take to review these?
The department's director, they've committed to a 90-day turnaround for review and response.
90 days.
Within that time, the company finds out, essentially, which specific regulations they get exemptions from while operating inside the sandbox.
So clarity within about 3 months, that seems reasonable. Not instant, but not dragging on forever either.
Right. It avoids that prolonged uncertainty.
The source also mentioned something about a phased rollout. They're not just opening the floodgates immediately. Why do it gradually?
Yeah, that's a deliberate move. It seems focused on quality control. And making sure the oversight is effective.
Okay.
They aren't letting everyone in at once. The plan is up to 3 approvals between now and the end of June.
Just 3 to start.
Then another 3 in the second half of this year. And after that, starting in 2021, up to 5 companies every 6 months through 2022.
So a slow ramp up lets them learn as they go, supervise properly before scaling. That makes a lot of sense, actually, from a regulator's perspective.
Precisely. This phased approach lets them give focused attention. You know, and refine the whole sandbox idea based on what they learned from those early participants.
Right. Adapt based on real-world experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so stepping back again, looking at the bigger picture, what are the potential long-term effects of Nevada taking this kind of proactive stance on regulation?
I think this sandbox really could be a genuine launch pad. You know, for the next generation of financial tech.
A launch pad. I like that.
By providing this controlled test space, Nevada's actively encouraging work on things like, say, decentralized exchanges.
Where people trade directly, yeah. No middlemen.
Exactly. Or things like blockchain-based escrow systems, next-gen lending platforms, stuff that's still pretty new, relatively speaking.
It feels like they're sending a signal, doesn't it? If you're doing something really cutting edge in fintech, Nevada's not just open for business. They'll kind of partner with you through the regulatory maze.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The source material had that line.
Oh, yeah, the innovation doesn't wait.
And now Nevada doesn't make it wait either.
Huh.
It really hits home that proactive, forward-thinking angle they're going for.
Okay, so let's try and wrap our heads around this. Nevada's launched this regulatory sandbox. It's for blockchain fintech companies.
Right.
It's temporary regulated space, lets them test ideas with real people under specific limits before needing full licenses.
Mm-hmm.
The big goals are spur innovation, attract businesses, attract talent, and basically make Nevada a key player, a hub in this new digital economy.
That sums it up nicely.
Yeah.
It really feels like a thoughtful attempt to balance things, you know?
Yeah.
Fostering these cool new technologies while still making sure consumers are protected, finding that sweet spot.
Yeah, it's a balancing act for sure. So as we finish up this deep dive, it does leave you with some interesting thoughts, doesn't it, for everyone listening? What kinds of financial innovations do you think could actually emerge from a sandbox like Nevada's?
Good question.
And maybe more broadly, what does this kind of experimental approach to regulation tell us about how other fields, other sectors dealing with fast-moving tech might need to adapt their own rules down the line?
Yeah, how do you regulate something that's changing so quickly?
Exactly. Definitely gives you something to chew on. Well, thanks for breaking all that down. It's fascinating to see how different places are starting to tackle the regulatory side of these emerging techs.
My pleasure. It's certainly a space to watch.